Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge. Ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka,
ooga, ooga, ooga shaka, ooga, ooga, ooga shaka. 11:55. Dean Richards, Sunday morning on WGN. If you saw the first Guardians of the Galaxy movie, and nearly every person on the planet did, it's one of the biggest box office movies a couple of years ago when it came out. You know that this is an important song. It's on the awesome mixtapes that the characters played in the movie. Chris Pratt is back as Star-Lord in the movie, and Zoe Saldana, Dave Bautista, John Rooker is in the movie, and of course Vin Diesel as I Am Groot in the movie. Not little Groot, baby Groot in the movie. Absolutely delightful. But one of the new characters that you'll see in Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2, which I saw at the Disney Studios this past Tuesday in Burbank, California, is fantastic, by the way. I'm going to give you a much more detailed review when the movie opens in early May. But we had a great time interviewing the entire cast, including Kurt Russell, who talked to me about joining this runaway freight train of a popular movie franchise.
Yeah, really is. Serendipitous in how it worked out to be coming out right after Fast and Furious. Yeah. So it's a kind of a wild time right now, and Goldie's coming out with Snatched, as she did with Amy Schumer, a week after this. So
good time for the family.
It's kind of like a, you know, whoop, back to work mode.
But these kind of roles for you, though, I mean, both Fate of the Furious and this, like, really fun, gritty. Mm-hmm. You obviously like these kinds of roles.
Well, you know, look, I was doing Quentin Tarantino's Hateful Eight when I got news of this. I think the great pleasure in my life has been that I've had the opportunity, and they've come to me to play kind of different characters in different genres. It's what I wanted to do. I was fortunate enough to be able to do it. It's a different kind of a career. I understand that because, yeah, you know, you're not banking on one thing that the studio can say, we know what that is, we're going to run with that, and we're going to put it in here, and we're going to insert it. I just wanted to do different things and different characters and try to make them memorable and try to make them work for the movie. So
it's got to be more fulfilling for you as an actor, I would think.
Well, was not going to be interesting for me if I didn't do that.
Right.
So,
So one of the most interesting things in this movie is there's a scene where we see a young Kurt. Mm-hmm. And how in the world did they do that?
Well, normally now they use these tremendous abilities they have with CGI, special effects and whatnot. And we fully expect that that's what we would do. And to some degree, they've used that. But I've been told it was very little. What we did do was Dennis Lydiard, who's my makeup man and has done 28 movies with me, we kind of looked at that and I said, what are you thinking? And he said, I can age you down a lot. And he said, I think we can surprise them here. I think we can save them a lot of money. and he went to them and he said, guys, do you want me to knock him down age-wise? Because I can do that. I know his face very well. And I can go to work and go into my bag of tricks and make things happen. And they said, yeah, anything you can do there will be helpful. So he went to work, and that's about 95% of it. It's just what he could do.
That's amazing.
He's really good.
Are you amazed at, like, what they can do?
Yes.
Movies now. I'm constantly blown away by
it. Well, I mean, he's been doing this for a long time, and he and I, like I said, we've done it 28 times together. It's not easy. It that kind of knowledge comes over a long period of time, and but what's amazing to me is talent, always talent, and he's got a lot of talent.
Yeah, all I can say is I want that makeup man. If he can take 25 years of your face, bring them in right now. I'll tell you, when you see this movie, there is a scene where Kurt Russell is driving around in a big old muscle car. I didn't notice what kind of car it was, but you know, it looks like it's, you know, sort of early 70s, mid 70s Dodge Charger-y, you know, like that kind of era muscle car. And he looks like he's about 20 years old. He literally, I thought that they must have digitally inserted Kurt Russell from 25 years ago into that scene somehow. But apparently it was like 10% electronic, digital, and 90% this amazing makeup man that now is going to become the most sought-after person in Hollywood. Kurt Russell's 66. He looks like he's about 20 in this scene. It's amazing.